Our community connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. Here's a musical hint of our topic.
Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. There are drawings, cash, and prizes you can win. When you shop the stores with the green tree on the doors, you get more of every dollar that you spend. Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. Men even seek him yet today. It's a special time for joy and celebration. We wish you all the best these holidays. Bartlesville and Dewey, it's all here. Have a green country Christmas this year.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Merry Christmas, Dory. Thanks so much again to Chuck Pyle and some local talented musicians for giving us the music for that.
That's still one of my favorite Christmas songs. I just love that. It talks about the reason for the season, and it also talks about the exciting day we're going to have tomorrow when people are going to get some great gifts.
I still have fun talking to each winner. It's one of those, you know, I'll get a call from one of the staff members. It doesn't matter. I'll say Tammy, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm at so-and-so's door, and they're the winner of prize package number 11 or whatever. You know?
It is. It's very exciting, and it's just really a blessing for us here at the radio station to be able to team together with the different businesses and different people who all come together to make this happen and brighten some people's Christmas season. In the meantime, also encourage people to shop locally, which is a win-win-win for everybody.
You can still get tickets up till, let's say, late afternoon this afternoon.
Well, it just depends on where the business is. Today, our ticket picker-uppers will be going around to pick up tickets. So once they've picked up tickets at that location, it's probably done at that location. So the earlier you shop, the better it is to still be able to get your tickets. But what we're talking about is Green Country Christmas. Tomorrow is the grand prize giveaway. And Charlie, we've been talking about this since the 1st of November.
Wow.
And I know. So 1st of November, and tomorrow is the big day. But it's been an exciting 2 months as being doing this too, as we've had the opportunity to give away 70 daily prizes already. 70 people have come by the office to pick up daily prizes, and that's a record. That's the most that we've ever had for daily prizes. So that's pretty exciting just in itself.
Yeah, and businesses donate daily prizes of a value of at least $50. So when you look at the combined value there, we've already had, you know, a couple $1,000 for the winners.
Exactly. Yeah. But tomorrow we'll have over $35,000 worth of winners again tomorrow. So tomorrow's the big day. We encourage people to listen into the radio here starting at 9 o'clock. We'll be on all the Bartlesville stations. So wherever you turn, you're going to be able to find us.
And that's one thing right there. We've already had several calls over the weekend, and this morning I heard somebody answering that call this morning. What station do I listen to? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And actually, if you look at your little green ticket that you've got in your hand, it says right on that little green ticket the numbers of the radio station too, so you can listen to any of them and listen in. What we'll do is we'll talk about the rules tomorrow. We'll talk about how it works. We'll have 12 major prize packages that we'll be giving away. The smallest one is over $2,000. So we'll start with the smallest one and lead up to the largest, which is the $5,000 at the very end that we give away from the radio station. But again, we've got lots of great prizes to give away tomorrow. We'll talk about them. We'll be interviewing some of the businesses that have given away the prizes. Kevin is the drawer. He'll go do the dumpster diving.
Don't blame Dory. Don't blame Charlie.
Exactly. We're just the messengers. But Kevin will bring the tickets up to us. He'll tell us where the ticket's from so that you'll know if you shop that business to look very closely. And then we'll give the number out. And we'll give the number out several different times. We'll talk about it. And then after we've talked about it a while and done some interviewing and had a little bit of time, then at some point we have to start the clock. And once we start the clock, you'll have a minute 40 seconds to call us, and then the clock will be over. But you can call us before we start the clock.
Please.
I mean, yeah, exactly. You know, any time along that way, give us a call and let us know if you think you have the number. And once you say, yes, I think I have that number, then we will dispatch somebody to come and verify your ticket, too.
We will move on to work on prize package, whatever is next in line.
Exactly.
And assume that at least somebody is checking, and we hope that you have the number.
Right. So the only time you call tomorrow tomorrow at the radio station is when you think you have a number. We're not going to give out numbers over the telephone. You have to be listening here. We also will be texting. If you're a part of K1 text service, we will go ahead and text the numbers too, but we're not going to put them on our website. We're not going to do some other things like that just because of speeds of servers, and there could be some problems with that. Even the text can be a little bit delayed, but it's usually not as delayed as some people's servers or websites or that type of thing, and all too, and refreshing websites. So the only place it will be to listen on Bartlesville Radio or our K1 text.
We have control over how fast you hear it over the radio. We
exactly.
don't have control
anything
over
anything else technologically. Why we can't do that, but we can tell you about it and keep it moving. Say, hey, how do I plan my morning? You can do anything you want tomorrow morning. You might be working, you might be shopping, you might be wrapping presents, you might be making cookies. Wherever you are, we will come to you and verify your winning tickets.
I don't remember whether they won or not, but I do remember at least a couple of cars parked right across the street.
Exactly. You don't have to be that close. You don't have to be nearby, because we will come to you wherever you are. As a matter of fact, we're going to have spotters that range all throughout Bartlesville and Dewey. We'll also have spotters in Independence, Coffeyville, Caney, in Nowata, in Ulaga, Pawhuska, Barnstall, Oshelada, Skiatook, Owosso, and then of course Dewey and Bartlesville area and all too. Our sales staff tomorrow will be out doing this, as well as other staff members to verify the tickets. And like Charlie said, we just love to get that call and say, we think we have the winning ticket. So we'll come out and find if it is, that call in and tell us you've got the winning ticket.
And I know somebody's going to say, well, what number do I call? Please trust me, we will get you over, so you will be tired of hearing that.
Exactly. You'll almost have it memorized too by the end. But we'll be saying the number. It actually will be the same number that's on consumer calls. It's the 1400 number that we use for consumer calls, and that's the number. But again, do not call the station unless you think you have a winning number, and that's the only time you call, because we have to keep the lines open for those people who are calling in that think they have the winning number. So, and then we have to communicate back to our spotters to be able to go verify the ticket too. So we need to keep our lines open. Don't call unless you think you do, but
And I know you've been saying this for, let's see, if we started talking about it on the 1st of November, you probably mentioned it at least on the 3rd of November. Get your tickets organized. Some tickets start with a zero, some don't. There may be A series, B series, green tickets, red tickets. I don't know. Kevin will tell me tomorrow.
Right.
But the point is, you got to, if you be able to go through your tickets fairly quickly and say either I do or I don't. Mm-hmm. Then,
well, the first clue is if you think you've shopped there. If you didn't shop at that business, then
it's Christmas. Well, you may not know where every ticket came from.
Exactly. Maybe somebody else in your family did. So look closely. But that's your first clue. And then look closely for all the numbers and all. But yes, we will say the numbers quite a few times, and that shouldn't be a problem. You should have plenty of time to call in if your numbers are in order of some way. And again, we encourage you to have them secured somewhere. We have had people just lay them out on the table. The cat comes by, swings her tail, and there go the numbers all over the floor. And so, secure them some way. Some people put them actually in a database, in an Excel spreadsheet or something. Some people just tape them to old-fashioned to a sheet of newspaper or whatever, or something too, and then have them in order that way. So there's a lot of ways that you can do it, but have your numbers in order and be ready, because we want to declare you a winner.
Yeah, we'll tell you how it all works. And of course, 12 prized packages. We've been talking about some of the grand prizes as far as the individuals, but of course, they all get added to with daily prizes that have not yet been picked up. So, in addition to, for instance, your favorite, the $1,000 shopping spree from Dillard's, there probably will be some daily prizes that will be added in there on that one.
There
as well.
Will be, Charlie. And for instance, I'm kind of looking at our rough draft here, and that'll we think that Dillard's will probably be price package number 6 right now. And that's the $1,000 shopping spree. But along with it, there's going to be the Lazy Boy recliner from Bob Loftus. There's going to be the pillow set from Springs Global, First Choice Lawn Care's, the $250 gift certificate, another $250 gift certificate, and plus daily prizes. So again, it's a rough draft, so I can't, say for sure that's what it's going to be, but that's the type of thing, that there'll be the prize pack, the major prizes, as well as daily prizes that are along in with it. And yeah, we've given away 70 daily prizes, but there's still a lot of daily prizes that didn't get redeemed, and so they will be in with the prize packages.
By the way, Friday's tickets are still valid. If you have
today,
a winning ticket from Friday, you can pick up that prize by 5 o'clock today. Please pick it up. You've already won.
You've won. Exactly. So by 5 o'clock. So at 5 5 o'clock today, we will. What I have in front of me won't be a rough draft anymore. It will be the final price package. We will post that tonight then on our website too, and you can follow along the price packages if you kind of want to see what the price packages are. Believe me, we'll be talking about them a lot tomorrow, so you'll hear we'll say gift certificate a lot tomorrow. But you'll be able to follow along the price packages too. If you'd like to follow along off the website, it'll be listed there tonight as well as be there tomorrow. But again, don't go there for numbers tomorrow because we won't be adding the winning numbers.
By the way, if you want the texts, we'll cover a little bit on how you can get hooked up with K1 Text coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and talking about the Green Country Christmas drawing coming up tomorrow, starting at, well, we'll read the first number probably about 2 or 3 or 4, 5 minutes after 9, right?
We'll just go over the rules real quickly at 9, and then we'll start with the first number. Kevin will keep feeding us numbers, and we'll read them off to you. And again, we'll have 12 major prize packages. You can, like I said,
what do we do with the leftover prizes?
There aren't any leftover prizes, Charlie. We give them all away tomorrow. And it's fun because then tomorrow afternoon, the people who do win will be able to come in and we'll take the pictures with them and we'll post those on the website as well. So you can follow along with that afterwards to see. Charlie, we were talking about the K1 text, but also we'll be Facebooking with people too. So if people want to communicate with us there, that's a whole lot of fun. If people say, well, you know, I don't have a radio that I can work with or whatever. Maybe you can stream to your computer at your work desk.
Which we do. Just be aware that streams aren't in real time. They're, you know, 5, 10, 12, 15, could be as much as 30 seconds late.
Right. Yeah. And so if you have a radio, that's the best way to be able to do it. But if streaming is the only option that you've got, of course, you can go to our website, and in the upper right-hand corner is where you can get the stream from your computer, from your PC, or you can go to our radio app too. We've got that. If you have a smartphone, it's a free app in your app store, Bartlesville Radio, and go to, again, any of the stations on there, and you'll be able to listen to us. Again, that can be delayed a little bit, but if that's your only choice, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's dependent, of course, not only on the internet stream speed leaving here, which we've got fiber optics, so that's relatively fast. That's really, really fast. But then, you know, are you on 4K or 3K or, you know, all the different speeds for internet on data on phones and everything else. So it's all varying. K1 text, because again, that's depending on your cell phone provider to deliver the text. But to click on the link on the upper right-hand corner of our homepage, and I think on just about every one of our pages on the website, it gets you to the link and the sign-up information. We ask for just the basic information, who you are, what your phone number is, what cell phone carrier you operate with, and do we need to choose? I don't remember. I think it's option 7 or option 9. I'd have to look and see.
Yeah, I can't remember what that is either. But then it will actually send back a confirmation number to your phone. So then you have to verify. So people can't sign up for other people. You've got to have your phone, and it'll sign up to your phone then. And so verification. You will have a choice whether you want to get texts about traffic or breaking news or school closings or promotions like Green Country Christmas. So if you're interested in getting the texts for the Green Country Christmas numbers, be sure that you have Green Country Christmas checked in your options.
And if you're already signed up, you can go back and change your options anytime you want.
Exactly.
Just go through exactly the same procedure, sign in, and it'll recognize you with your phone number and identification information there, and you can say, you know, okay, I didn't sign up for Green Country Christmas because I signed up at the Business and Home Show.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You can go back and sign up for Green Country Christmas, or mm-hmm. maybe you signed up for weather for K County and you say, I really don't need that much notice, so drop that off if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually like to have the K County and Osage County, and all, cause I like to know what's coming, Charlie. I like a little advance notice, but there's a lot of options, whatever's perfect for you. You know, if you don't need to have school closings anymore, if you don't have children in school, then you can deactivate that at some time too, but we do a lot of that. So different ways to listen, but again, the best way is your plug in your radio, have fresh batteries in your radio, and just listen to us, because that's going to be the most immediate signal that you're going to be able to have.
And again, it's at all of those stations, and like K1, we're both on AM and FM, so we'll run down all the list of frequencies, and maybe you want to preset them in some of your radios, but just so not that we expect any problems. We've got generators at all the sites and everything like that, but if something were to go up or down, just tune to the next one on down the road.
Exactly. But no, Charlie, I just might want to talk about a couple of the major prizes again that we're going to be giving away tomorrow. Again, the final one will be the prize package number 12, will be the $5,000 cash from the radio station.
That's the easiest one to describe there is.
Right. And then the 11th prize is going to be that $3,000 cash courtesy of Cherokee Casino. Again, it will have some other daily prizes that will be mixed in with those. Prize package number 10, we're so grateful again for Spears Travel coming through with airline tickets for us. We'll have the Southwest airline tickets anywhere.
I think nearly everybody listening right now could set their destination. Where do you want to go?
I know. Where do you want to go? Warm. Even though we haven't had that hard of a winter, I still choose warm. Some people like to go skiing, but I prefer the warm.
I don't care. Even just, get me a lot closer to that granddaughter. Anything that works, it's all good, you know?
That's right, Charlie. This is your first Christmas as a grandpa. Congratulations. And you know what? This year's fun, but next year when she starts to have toys and stuff or whatever, you are just going to start saving up now, Charlie.
She'll turn 2 weeks old on Christmas, so, you know.
Oh, that's fun. That's so fun. Then the prize package number 9 will start with a $3,000 roof from Heritage Roofing. That's a new prize that we have this year.
Or $3,000 towards a roof if yours is bigger.
Right. Depends on what you need. Exactly. So that's prize pack. Then prize package number 8 is going to start with the $2,000 worth of cash from the Cherokee Casino, as well as some jewelry and other fun things that we're going to add in with it. And then prize package number 7 will be the set of tires, detail, and alignment from Dungis, along with some more Cherokee cash and other $250 in a Visa gift card from American Heritage Bank. Just, you know, again, great prizes. Most of them are between $2,000 and $3,000 for all of them until you get up to those major ones. So we've got the $660 in gasoline from Phillips 66 again. Lots of sixes.
Yeah.
But got those out. But we'll have that again this year. We'll have the $500 gift certificate from Mastercraft again this year. We'll have the golf year at membership at Adams Golf Course. New this year, we're going to have a rolling toolbox. It's a really nice, heavy-duty Craftsman from Sears. Mm-hmm. That's going to be one of our major prizes as well. It has a great value to it. The mall, again, is giving us two $250 gift trees that we'll be doing. Wendell's will have their two $250 gift certificates as well. And I imagine Tammy will probably come in and talk to us about some of the hot things for sale.
I hope so.
I know. It's always fun to have a chance to visit with some of the stores. Of course, you know, that Dillard shopping spree, Charlie, that's still the one that I like to talk about.
What can you get with this? Anything in the store.
Anything. And I love it. I love shopping there. So, but again, tomorrow morning will be a whole lot of fun. We hope that people join us with the fun. And we hope that you get done whatever you need to do, whether it's wrapping or baking or
I love listening to the stories of the winners. There's always some need that has been fulfilled. They've never taken a vacation in their life and they want a vacation.
Exactly.
Or one person that I remember, the $5,000, I mean, literally kept the utilities from getting shut off.
Right. And that's our prayer, that this really will be a blessing for people for whatever need or want they might have that can really be special for them and for their family. So, we look forward to making that happen tomorrow and see how Santa's going to act.
it'll be fun, and everybody needs to be listening. Yeah, I know employers say business stops for about 3 hours around town, but I work real hard to get it all done by noon. So
we do try and make it happen, and you can multitask. We're all multitaskers today, and get a few things done as well as having some fun with us.
I'll join you about this same time tomorrow morning.
I'm looking forward to it, Charlie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Green Country Christmas starts tomorrow morning right at 9 o'clock on AM 1400 K1.
ONN News. I'm